We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this is the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, get the facts at kansasstrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Association, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. This is the Jeff Mitty Show. Here's Brian Smoller.
And good evening from PowerCat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan. It is the Jeff Mitty Show. We're with you for the 2019-2020 season. Brian Smoller along with our studio engineer Zach LeCure and the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, who joins us here at PowerCat Sports Grill. How about a round of applause for the coach, for those of you on site. Kansas State off to a 4-4 start, although four losses have come by an average of 5.5 points. So narrow defeats to some pretty good teams and some other ranked opponents on the schedule ahead. We'll talk with Coach about the non-conference schedule to this point, the recent game with Arkansas, which is a back-and-forth affair on the road against now number 21 Arkansas. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you. Toll-free, you can give us a call, 1-866-KSST-CAT. That's 1-866-577-8228. You can also give us a call. You can get a question in via Facebook. We're on Facebook Live, as we have been last season. We were the first show to go Facebook Live all last year. Now everybody's doing it. Chris Kleiman copied us and is doing the show from here and on Facebook Live, just like we are. And you can also give us a shout-out on Twitter. We'll figure out how to get your question up on the air. But, again, the last time out for the Cats was a loss to Arkansas. Went right down to the wire. 81-72 does not quite indicate how close this game was. Really, third quarter, it was right there. You guys had the lead in the third quarter. And even though Arkansas just did enough to stay out in front, boy, a couple of the different plays, calls go a different way. Maybe we're talking about a different result. It feels like we've said that four different times this year coming out of a game.
Yeah, too often we've said that. I think our group's battling. I think our group's fighting. We're not hitting on all cylinders, and we're not doing enough of the other things to, you know, win when you're not hitting on all cylinders. And so that's kind of it's been, you know, when you lose the close games like that, those are all tough losses. They're all tough, but certainly we take the lead in the third. We've had a variety of things that have missed free throws. You know, you go through the four losses, missed free throws, things that are kind of uncharacteristic for some of our players. But I truly believe our best basketball is ahead of us. I truly believe that this team is fighting hard to find the right recipe. And I met with all of them individual today because this is kind of the time of the year where we catch up. We've got, you know, and so I met with all of them, watched film with all of them. 10 minutes each, kind of from the 10 a.m. to about 1:30, and then we had practice after that. So, yeah, I've had a lot of meetings today.
I was going to say, man, you've had a lot.
Really excited about the radio show.
Yeah, I'll bet.
No, it was good. It was really good. It was good. They and then they came out and had a really good practice. So I think we're, like I said, I believe our best basketball is ahead of us. So. Well,
you mentioned the individual meetings. We got some questions here from the audience already. We'll get into some of that and some of the logistics here on Arkansas. But I wanted to follow up on that comment you made about the meetings individually. I know as a coach, you do different times during the season meet with kids individually. But what is it? Do you talk specifically just basketball? Are you talking about stuff off the court, leadership? I mean, those 10 minutes, what are you going over?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. We had about six clips that I wanted to show of kind of some plays that I feel like we're kind of leaving out there. And so some of that is a leadership talk with, Angela Harris of saying, hey, here's how we can make this play better. Here's how you can do better. Here's how we can come out of this timeout better. Those kind of things. Certainly with other players, maybe they're not in those clips, but you're playing this spot or you would be playing this spot. So, and then some of it might just be, it's a little bit of everything. It's a short 10, it's a quick 10 minutes, but just checking up with them just to see how things are going. They're about to head into finals. How can I help them? How can I, what can I do? And so we do that about every 3 or 4 weeks. And in this case, the other thing I try to do this time of the year is sit down with them and say, I'd like you to focus on these three things for the next 3 weeks here. These are the things that if you'll focus on improving, we'll look up and we'll keep getting better and better.
We've heard teams in the past talk about that,
yep,
that being a marker for them that really helped them improve. Kayla Goff spoke to that here a couple of years ago, saying that really helped her. All right, let's talk about the Arkansas game before we get to the end of our first segment. The Razorbacks, a team that came in, they're third in the country in scoring, so it's not, and by the way, in the top 10, I looked at this today, in the top 10 are Oregon, Texas Tech, Baylor, Arkansas. I mean, it's West Virginia. There are all these teams that K-State's going to see this year. So this is not abnormal.
Right.
Yeah, right? I mean, just
right.
great news for you as you come here in that regard. But the Razorbacks are a little bit different. They don't have size. They're trying to get up the floor and shoot quick.
Yep.
Sometimes bringing Dungy as a trailer down to shoot a three at the end as everybody gets flying back to get back on transition. After seeing them play and watching them, how difficult were they to defend comparative to what you thought they would be going in as far as the scout?
Well, I think they certainly play very well together. I think they play to their strengths. Certainly Dungy is a handful, and she's a handful when she shoots a three like she did against us because she's 5 of 13. She came into that game really shooting about 25% from three. So it was a play. We wanted to keep her off the free throw line. We did a fantastic job of that in the first half. They only shot 4 free throws in the first half. Second half, it got away from us. I didn't like some of the calls, quite honestly, that bailed out. And the one on Angela Harris in particular was
not sure what else she could have done.
No, and that crew was better than that. I mean, we don't want to talk about officiating, but I'm just saying Dungy, to her credit, wills her way to those plays, and she puts officials in tough angles to make those calls. So it's not easy as an official because she does get fouled a lot. I thought our players did a really, really nice job for the most part of that game of doing what they needed to do to stay away from her. And then you throw Tolfrey. Tolfrey really showed the ability to hit that teardrop jumper, which wasn't something that she had done a whole lot previously. So credit to her. She's a player that we've known about for a long time. She was a player that we recruited in the state of Arkansas. She's a good, talented player. So those two in particular really hurt us. And I thought Tolfrey probably hurt us more in the second half than Dungy did because you kind of expected what Dungy did. But Tolfrey with those teardrops over Yoki was that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, Tolfrey ended up with 21 in the game. She had 6 at half. So right to your point, so she scored most of that in the second half and really got going, hit a bunch of threes and kind of got momentum rolling on her side. And Arkansas ends up winning the game. Again, the final 81-72. And now we'll be curious to see how Arkansas fares in the SEC moving forward. The SEC kind of took it on the chin from the Big 12 over the weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later in the show. We'll take our first break here. When we come back, we've got a couple of questions from the audience. If you, sitting out here, would like to get a question in, just grab a piece of paper, write your name on it, put your question, and bring it up here, put it up on the table. We got trivia questions for those on site as well. Giving away some $10 gift certificates to Powercat Sports Grill. All that coming up on the Jeff Mitty Show. Love to hear from you on Facebook or Twitter. Give us a shout. We'll be back after these words on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Think about a quarter inch of rain. That's all it takes to activate Armazon Pro Herbicide in your corn and protect against weeds. Now think about a full inch of rain, the amount most other herbicides require for activation. How long will you have to wait to get that? The weeds hope you'll choose another herbicide. Your corn hopes you choose Armazon Pro Herbicide. Pick a winner. Talk to your BASF rep about Armazon Pro Herbicide today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People State Bank location close to home. The People State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Building and maintaining Kansas infrastructure takes a lot of tax dollars, and the oil and gas industry is helping carry that tax burden, paying $1.5 billion each year in state and local taxes. Add to that more than $2 million that Kansas Strong directly invests to support science and math learning in Kansas schools. It doesn't take a math whiz to see that it all adds up to a brighter future for Kansas. Visit kansasstrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Back of the Jeff Mitty Show here at Powercat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, the official watch party headquarters for the Kansas State Wildcats. Of course, in the news today, the Wildcat football team getting their preparations made for the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, Tennessee. One gentleman who was quite happy about the Cats making the Liberty Bowl was none other than Jeff Mitty, because that means you'll actually be able to go to your son Jordan's last collegiate football game.
Yeah, it actually falls about as good as it can. I know that, I was probably rooting for the Alamo Bowl, but since that...
You're rooting for one of the two.
One of the two, yeah.
31st. Well, you needed the 31st.
For me to attend, yes. But
correct.
But I really could... I just wanted them, you know, happy that they're bowling. They had a really solid year, really good year. Made good improvements, and to be in a bowl, and ironically, it's funny how things work out. Okay, so Jordan signed with Navy.
Right.
Okay.
That's where I was going next, by the way.
The most heavily recruit when he left Texas State was Memphis. So we thought he was going to Memphis, and then that comes up, and I'm like, wow, this is a weird matchup all the way around. It'll be interesting. And that's a heck of a – and as you know, with Navy –
That's triple option.
Triple option. A lot of cut blocks at the line. A lot of, it's a different style to prepare for. So I'm sure the coaches are excited and hard at work in preparation.
Have you talked to Jordan at all about facing Navy in that regard, about what maybe he may be facing and what he is thinking about?
Well, he knows. I mean, he knows. Right. I talked to him yesterday at maybe 3 o'clock, and he was actually in the locker room. I think they were preparing for practice, and he said, "Yeah, we're getting ready to go. We just saw the deal," and he said, "Isn't that weird?" Just kind of. But it was a quick conversation, and that's what he came here for. He wanted to play in a bowl. He wanted to play at the time for Coach Snyder and his staff, and then the staff that came in this year Coach Kleiman and all those guys really just embrace the guys, and I think as smooth a transition as could be. So he's been excited ever since they knew they were bowl eligible, but to keep the pedal down, to keep doing what they did with the victory over Iowa State, you know, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll see if they can finish it off with a 9-win season. Again, Jeff Mitty Show live on Facebook Live. You got a question, jump in and give us a shout-out. We got a couple of shout-outs, in fact, so far from Memphis, Tennessee. Speaking of that, Heather Nelson says hello from Memphis. We got Yvonne Hadolf coming from Pennsylvania telling us hello and good luck for the Wildcats as well. And Mrs. Crafts has been able to say, thanks, Coach. Good job. And then Katie Ames, our good friend, the Ames from Salina, Kansas, saying, keep rolling. The shots will start to fall. That's usually the case. I mean, we remember last year at this time, we were talking about three-point shot was a struggle, and it wasn't quite falling yet for Chrissy Carr and Rachel Ranke. And then all of a sudden, it came around, and things began to roll. How much of, I mean, yeah, 4-4 is not what you want. How much panic is there at this point? How much is there trying to at least pull back and see the forest and say, it's going to get better once Peyton gets full 100% and basketball acclimated, all those sorts of things?
Well, I think that I think you got to do the things that get you to the good shots, and then the good shots fall. And Chrissy and Rachel have been shooting it really well. If you take out particularly the last game, obviously they don't shoot it very well that one, but we'd been very pleased with the way they were shooting it. Now others had been spotty, and you know, we're trying to make sure that we get them to play to their strengths, and I think that was my message today with all of them meeting for 10 minutes is, here's the three things that we believe that you can really do well. Let's do these things well. And I do think that we've got to find a better balance there, and I think 24 threes is too many in that game against Arkansas. We did not show the discipline to how they were defending us, and that's probably an area that we just got to show a little bit better balance. I don't know exactly what the numbers is, but let's say it's 15 threes in a game like that. That would give us some different possessions, and but we want Chrissy. You want shooters to, you know, play free.
Right.
You do. You want them to play free and play fast, and but also play with discipline, and that's what we're trying to get to.
The hard part of the Arkansas game, where the Razorbacks pretty much sold out. I mean, they recognized that they did not have any sort of an advantage in post, and they were going to be in trouble. They packed it in. They pretty much dared you guys to shoot the three for most of the day. When you talk about 24 threes, I would assume moving forward, we're going to see K-State be played this way by other teams once they see the strength of Ioka Lee and Peyton Williams, the 1-2 punch. When teams sag in and they're tight and that bunch and they're given the shot, what are the things that you can do as a team to break that up without putting up 24 three-point shots?
Well, I think you can do a couple things. You can continue to run your offense and continue. It's almost to see which one breaks first, who breaks discipline first, because it's not easy to just stay back there either. And you can screen a team like that because they are in tighter and jammed up, and we can do that better. But there were plenty of opportunities. As much as jammed up as they had, when we went back on film, there were still opportunities. So we're going to have to play in tighter space better. And then we're just going to have to take advantage of the shots we do get. And like I said, I think it was good to see Angela Harris play well. That I think, is a good step forward. She got some shots to knock down. She played with a good pace. That was a real positive. And we're confident that our others will shoot the ball better as we go forward.
Yeah, Angela, 16 points, but on 6 of 11 shooting. So the shot numbers
very
went down
good.
A little bit. Very efficient, really aggressive. Hit some threes when needed. Only two turnovers against what was a pressure D pretty much the entirety of the game. So very good game from her. Last question before we go to another break comes from the audience, and it is about the schedule to this point being 4-4. And the question is there a sense of urgency now within the program with the 4-4 record and road games looming, including at Oregon and the Big 12 coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every game's critical, and but I think we know that, and we've been here before. This isn't, you know, if you go back to last year, I mean, we were certainly not in a good place right after the first of the year, not playing very well and kind of struggling, and many people had probably written us off, quite honestly. And to the credit to the players and the leadership in that locker room, they came into practice every day, got better every day, and you look up and you win 5 straight road games, you win 8 of 9, you're back in the NCAA tournament. And so Our group has been there before. Our leadership has been there before. Our focus is going to be on just getting better every day, playing to our strengths, trying to eliminate some things that we that have been giving us problems. The turnovers are, you know, too many right now, and we've got to play better to our strengths. And if we do those things, the wins and losses will take care of themselves.
We'll take a break here. Come back when we return. Big news today for the Wildcats. Speaking of the leadership of this team, one of the younger players of this team, but certainly one of the biggest roles for the Wildcats, has been from the play of Ioka Lee. And we're going to talk about the young lady who has set news in history again today for the Big 12 and Kansas State. That one, we return after this word from your local stations on the Jeff Bendy Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
K-State women's basketball being brought to you by People's State Bank. Serving Wildcat fans since 1897. Visit them at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Brian Spoler, Jeff Mitty back with you here on the Jeff Mitty Show, live on Facebook and also here on the K-State Sports Network. Zach LeCure back in our studios. If you wish to jump in on the phones, 1-866-KSST-CAT, 1-866-577-8228. You can also give us a shout-out, of course, on Facebook, or also via Twitter. One or the other, we'll figure out a way to get your question on the air. We got a couple of questions from the audience, which we'll get to in a moment. The big news today, of course, came from the Big 12 Conference when they named their Big 12 Players of the Week and Big 12 Rookie of the Week, and they named for the third consecutive week Ioka Lee, the 6'5 redshirt freshman, as Big 12 Rookie of the Week. And in doing so, she became the first Wildcat ever to earn the honor in three successive weeks. Yes, round of applause for Ioka. You know, it's interesting. We've talked about on TV and on radio a couple of different times with myself and Missy Heidrich or Randy Peterson or Kristen Walder and Matt have talked about it. For a year, you guys have been telling us about Ioka Lee and how she was going to potentially be an impact player right from the get-go in the Big 12. And I know we're only 8 games in. It's no time to anoint All-American honors at this point or jerseys in the rafters. But there's no doubting that this young lady is uber-talented and has played unbelievably well here in the early going. Is this what you guys saw, the potential to be, or has she even gone beyond what you thought it would be at her beginning of her career?
Well, I don't think you ever necessarily think somebody's going to get, you know, three-time Big 12 Freshman of the Week. It's so hard to do that. But we saw what we really liked about her early was just, you know, she comes in hurt. Okay, she ACL'd her last high school game, and it was on a contact play that she got undercut on. So she comes in, and what I kept hearing from the training staff and the strength staff was just, this kid works so hard, and she's just so humble and such a good person and just works really, really hard. And then they would start to use words like, she picks things up really quick, and, you know, these are rehab things, and she's able to repeat those things. And then when we finally got her on the floor, we knew she had good hands, good feet. Coach O had evaluated her very early in her career, and then she had big numbers against a small high school competition. So you didn't know how she'd adjust to the physicality, didn't know. Staff did a great job. Becca and AJ both did a fantastic job with getting her physically ready, but she put the work in. She was very, very coachable in there. And I think from a physical standpoint, the advantage was that she was able to stay on a strength gaining program all year long, as opposed to being in a maintenance phase during the season. So Yeah, we were obviously very hopeful. We saw really good stuff this summer. We saw really good stuff last spring when she got cleared to play. And she's one that I've told you this. We'll do a guard drill. And, you know, a lot of centers will go, I'm not a guard, you know, so why do I need to do this drill? And she'll just jump right in and do it and very coachable. And I think we're kind of enjoying what we're seeing right now. And certainly she's got a long ways to go. Got to handle the physicality, continue to play lower, continue to improve her conditioning, continue to improve her face-up game. But she's certainly off to a great start.
And has done it against a mix of defenses. We've yep. seen triple teams already on her. We've seen small, just a flurry of smaller players trying to defend her, swat the ball away. We've seen big bodies, not as big as we'll see the Big 12. We've seen some big centers to this point. It seems like she's already handled a myriad of different defenses that have been thrown at her without really blinking an eye. I guess that speaks to what you're talking about before. Her nature seems to be one that doesn't show at least any rattle, getting nervous or losing it, so to speak, when things don't go her way. She just seems to bounce back and get right going again and get a big bucket or a big board and big block.
She got a little frustrated in the Arkansas game. She's hard on herself, and she gets a little frustrated with some things. To her credit, though, she gets out of it very quickly. And she has a maturity about her that allows her to not have too many self-inflicted problems during the game. And but she's a competitor. You know, she's got a streak to her that she expects to play well, and she wants to play well. And when she has a tough stretch, she doesn't like that very much. I think all those things will continue to help her get better and better. She's a pretty driven person. And what we've got to do is we've got to do a better job of getting her the basketball timely, because those double teams are not only going to come quicker, but they're going to come with more size. They're going to come with more physicality as we get into conference play. So we've got to get her the basketball in a more timely manner.
The one that has seemed to have benefited the most from the presence of Yoki Lee down low has been Peyton Williams. It's Peyton Williams leads the country in rebounding right now, not just the Big 12, but the nation, at nearly 13 rebounds a game. She's also averaging 14 points a game, which puts her in the top 10 of the Big 12. Peyton has already posted games of over 15 rebounds a couple of times. She had 19 points, 13 rebounds against Arkansas. She has been in double figures in rebounding and in points in six of the seven games she has played this year. And this is for a young lady that admittedly will tell everybody that she's not yet in basketball shape. I can remember last year it took her well into December before she felt like she really got her legs underneath her in basketball shape. But have you noticed her be able to pick it up a little faster this year due to the, I guess, the presence of Lee, maybe just being more aware of it that she would struggle and seems to be more paying attention to it?
Well, I think that I think it's hard to assess whether that's Lee or whether that's hard to assess. I think she feels like she's closer right now. When we met today, she feels like she's starting to feel comfortable out there. I thought that against Arkansas, she was much, much closer. She played through contact better. I thought in today's practice she played through contact better than she did against Arkansas. So I think she's really close to really feeling comfortable in every area. The perimeter shot still probably is, well, it's definitely not where we've seen it in the past. And I think that's probably the area that she just got to get more comfortable. Speed of the game, the pick and pop, all those things are things that require a lot of footwork, and that just takes some time. And she shot after practice today right before I came here, and she probably got up couple hundred mid-range jumpers, and that just takes time.
Now we just need to make sure that when she gets hit on the arm, when she's shooting those mid-range jumpers, the fouls are called. That didn't happen at Arkansas. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back. We continue on with the coach. A little bit more on Peyton Williams. More questions from the audience when we come back on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
You know what's convenient? If you're a soybean grower, what's convenient is Zidua Pro Herbicide. That's because you get fast and complete burn down together with up to 2 weeks longer residual than other herbicides and three sites of action for broad-spectrum weed control, plus built-in resistance management. All in one convenient jug. And that turns out to be very inconvenient for pigweed, water hemp, and marestail. Contact your local BASF rep today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Wildcat fans, oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Proud sponsor of the Jeff Biddy Show and Wildcat Women's Basketball. Brian Smolder with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Biddy. We're live on Facebook. Love to hear your questions or see your questions through Facebook if you have them. You can also give us a shout-out through Twitter if you'd like to as well. Doing some trivia questions here. We just asked them about ranked opponents. The Wildcats will have one coming up in 2 weeks when they go to Eugene, Oregon to take on the nation's preseason number one team and now the number three team in the land, the Oregon Ducks. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll see old friend J.C. Hoyt this weekend with the Wildcats traveling to Kansas City to take on, don't call them UMKC, but the Kansas City Ruse.
Big win for the Kansas City Ruse last night.
Huge win for the Ruse as they beat Missouri first time in forever.
Yep.
They took down the Tigers. That was in Sweeney Center. We'll be playing in the Municipal Auditorium, so that's the home of the Big 12 Championship, so we get a chance to scout out that floor ahead of time. But J.C. Hoyt, Kindred Wiesman, now Kindred Orpin, who is one of the assistant coaches. Big win for them. Congratulations, and we'll see them on Saturday afternoon. Hopefully a lot of Wildcat fans over at the Municipal Auditorium as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about them a little bit later and the Big 12 as well. Mentioned, we were talking about Peyton Williams go to break. I thought I'd throw this out. Peyton was named All-Big 12 Volleyball this year, second team, in fact, All-Big 12 Volleyball. She became the first division, believed to be the first Division I athlete ever to be named first or second team All-Conference in both volleyball and women's basketball, and which just, again, signifies how amazing it is that she's done what she's done. But on the basketball side, she did something also very special this summer and got to play with Team USA. And I thought I would ask you about that experience because I know you went and watched her.
Yep.
Through her international experience. How much has that helped Peyton in her confidence as a basketball player going into this season?
Well, I think it helped her a lot. You know, we saw a different aggressiveness level when she came back. And just, you know, she would talk about the practices and how hard they were. And even the tryouts of how hard they were and just the speed of the game and everything. So I think it's helped a lot because we have not had her much practice time. So I don't think we'd be as far along with her as we had in the past because her practice time has been really limited this year. So I think the USA basketball thing was critical for her to at least get off to as good a start as she has.
You mentioned practice time being hit or miss. I know you went through a health scare as far as kids being out with injury right before the UTA game. In fact, you had that great performance against Oral Roberts. And then just like what could go wrong went wrong that week and losing all those players to health. So where does this team stand as far as health and getting kids into practice and improving in that area?
Yeah, we're okay. We're still not 100% at places, but we're okay. You know, we had that week where we lost Goodrich. Obviously, Goodrich is back now. We lost, it was Ranky one of them in that one, and then Savvy was the other one. So, yeah, it all happened, like, within 24 hours.
And Ebert hadn't pulled the red shirt yet. So
yeah, so we had four that were – And so, you know, you had some interesting things that week that you just, you know, next player up. And we didn't handle that very well. We had players get in foul trouble that game. We did things that we could not do under the circumstances. And one of the things that this team just has not done as well as they need to do is they've played at times immature. And that is where this team, I've said numerous times, we're not a young team. We've just played immature at times, and that's an area that we've got to grow up in. And I've seen us grow the last week, but it's never as fast as you want it to be as a coach. It's still a ways to go. I think the influence of Peyton being in practice now every day will be helpful for this team. There's no doubt it'll be helpful. It's helpful on the basketball floor, but the conversations in the locker room, the conversations in the training room, the day-to-day consistency of those things, it's just hard to quantify how much that helps our group mature, because we have played young and we do need to play older and we do need to play more mature.
I know for the Arkansas game, speaking to the health question, by the way, came from Randy Strothman here in the audience. So thanks, Randy, for the question. Savvy did dress for this game, so that was good to see that she actually dressed out. Simone has been trying to give it a go. I know Rachel's not playing at 100%, but she's giving it a go. So you do have a couple of kids that are trying to play through some injuries as they try to get healthy, which has been good to see. And then, of course, Ebert, as we talked about on your pregame visits, pulls the red shirt, and we've seen her play more and more minutes, just trying to catch up and play. It's nice, though, that decision came now as opposed to waiting to the end of December when all of a sudden you got to throw them in right in the heart of conference play, almost by design, right?
Yeah, well, that was part of the discussion with her, is that, you know, if we're going to do this, now would be the time to at least get some games under your belt, and you know, you'd be hitting a better stride, and with practices and all the things that you get extra over Christmas without being in school. So I think she'll have a chance to help us at not just one or two spots, but maybe the one, two, and three, and that'll give us more depth at those positions, and hopefully we'll get healthy. You know, I think Simone has started to do some good things. I thought she did some good things defensively, so she's a little healthier. Savvy practiced today. This is the first time she's practiced, so I'm going to be curious to see how she comes in tomorrow, because we got a quick turnaround. We're tomorrow morning, and I'm just going to be curious, because she has – maybe she practiced 5 or 6 days ago, and then she went backwards, and so we held her out. And so we'll see how she comes out of this one.
Yeah, Emily and Savvy, of course, trying to get back to 100%, hoping she can help out there. And, of course, Ebert from nearby Frankfurt, and another Candace girl, along with Laura Mackey, that provided some brief glimpses of good stuff there at Arkansas. Really saw Laura be more aggressive than she had been this year, trying to get in. I know she only ended up with a couple of boards, but afterwards I looked at the stats, I was like, that's got to be wrong. I felt like Laura was more involved trying to get in there and get some rebounds.
Welcome back, Laura Mackey.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well, I blame the engineering department on that, because I think she's had a bunch of exams, and that's not an easy degree.
No.
Laura worked so hard at all of it, you know, and so she did hit a little bit of a lull there. We were like, you know, and, you know, Sadie kept saying she's had a bunch of tests and a bunch of things due. And, you know, these student-athletes that are really – you know, staying up late, they're putting the time in, and Laura's one, like I said, that works hard at everything. So it was good to see her play well. It was good to see her have a just a look in her eye differently than we had seen the past couple games.
Yep, and the student part of the student athlete is such an important part, and part we often forget as we sit here on the show and talk about the basketball side of things and the impact the young ladies have on the floor. All right, another break. We'll come back. Up ahead, we'll talk about the Big 12 and the conference, just finishing off the SEC, the Big 12 SEC Challenge. What the conference did in the non-conference was really the first statement of the year for the Big 12. We'll talk about that when we return after this word from your local stations, again on the Jeff Mitty Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle up.
Everybody.
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jeff Benny's show continues at Powercat Sports Grill on Anderson Avenue in Manhattan, your number one hometown sports grill where the game is always on and the food is always great. Hope you've enjoyed this season of K-State women's basketball to this point, either at Bramlage Coliseum right here on the K-State Sports Network or via Big 12 Now on ESPN+. The Wildcats will be on the road this weekend at UMKC. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Last time the Wildcats played was against Arkansas. It was part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge, and the conference went 8-2 against the SEC. It's the first time in the history of the Big 12 SEC Challenge that either conference has won eight or more games. The Big 12 really got some surprising wins. Texas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, which had really nondescript non-conference showings to this point against pretty good and then sometimes pretty marginal competition. All three of those teams knock off ranked opponents, some of them on the road, including West Virginia at Mississippi State. I guess your thoughts on the performance of some of those teams, because, boy, the story of the Big 12 going into the weekend was, is the conference really that good? Nobody has any marquee wins yet, and all of a sudden, boy, one weekend, everybody picks up a huge win.
Yeah, you're right. Texas has gotten off to a slow start. We've gotten off to a slow start. You've got
Oklahoma had been off to a slow start.
Oklahoma. West Virginia really hadn't had anything necessarily of substance yet that you could really say. But, boy, the league really stepped up. And the only two losses were us and Oklahoma State, and we played on the road at ranked teams. But you talk about Texas going into Tennessee. Talk about West Virginia going into Mississippi State. Oklahoma beating an LSU team that we saw in the Bahamas who's very talented. Yeah, and not only just beating them, I mean, they beat them good. They didn't just squeak one out. They beat them pretty good. So a great job by the league, and certainly raises got some national attention from some writers. That's good for the league. And, you know, every time non-con, we all need the non-conference. We all need everybody to win in the non-con because we need our games against each other to matter. And we had a little bit of that problem last year where the games weren't mattering as much as we thought the teams were good. Those wins will be helpful down the road.
No doubt. And there is a little bit of star power in the league outside of K-State. Brittany Brewer, Kristalyn Carr at Texas Tech, they have been off to a good start. They haven't played very many games, but scoring a ton of points at this point. Brittany Brewer has been an impact player. Even without Lauren Cox, the Baylor Bears have done pretty well. I mean, when you talk about star power in the league, that's usually the first name that everybody talks about is Lauren Cox. But with her being injured, you've seen some other players take a little bit of the center stage. Peyton, I would think, would be one of those. Mm-hmm. Ioka as well. Ashley Jones at Iowa State certainly has played very well. And then Brittany Brewer down at Texas Tech. And one of the new kids for Texas Tech, Alexis Tucker, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, has played pretty well. And then Vivian Gray down and Natasha Mack at Oklahoma State. So we'll see how they go.
Yeah, Texas Tech probably will go into the conference undefeated. Yeah.
A little bit of a lighter non-conference schedule that has helped, yes.
Well, yeah, and they obviously with the transition of the program, but they've got a really good chance to go in undefeated.
Which would be a great statement. We'll see if they can pull it off. And then we'll see what happens once conference play starts to see what happens. By the way, coming up this week, some pretty good games. TCU is at Texas A&M, so we'll see how the Aggies do against back-to-back games against the Big 12. TCU is unbeaten on the year, 7-0. This is the first time that they really have been venturing, though, into some pretty tough opponent. And then Iowa is at Iowa State. Cyclones have, for the most part, stayed home. They didn't go on a Thanksgiving trip. A rarity. Usually everybody in the country takes a Thanksgiving trip somewhere. Cyclones stayed home. They will, at 6-1, take on Iowa in a rivalry game. That's a national broadcast on Fox Sports 1 on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday, you have a whole bevy of games, which really don't seem to be – nothing really stands out other than Ohio at TCU. We'll see how that plays out. But for the most part, the big games are tomorrow, and then K-State and Kansas City, the only game on Saturday for the Big 12 Conference. Home games, by the way, this year, for the most part, have been in the afternoon, or they have been in a new start time, which is 6:30 p.m. Randy Strothman from the audience asked a question that I also got from another person in the audience who attended here today that wanted to know what was the impetus for the game time change from 7 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. for home games this season. Do you know?
My bedtime keeps getting moved up. Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, right.
I wish. I think, you know, that's been one of the things across the country that people have kind of played with that 6 o'clock start, 6:30, 7. I don't know why. Administration makes those decisions. Marketing makes those decisions. I think it's always that kind of tough balance of what's the right time for families, you know, to get the kids to want to come to the game, get them home, get them kind of fed, wound down for school the next day, and then what's the right time for everybody being able to get there from work. And I don't know. I guess everybody should give their feedback at the
right,
end of the year.
Right.
And do not email me. I have nothing to do with the times. All right. Email somebody else.
All emails can be sent to Gene. Are you saying to email Gene Taylor?
No. Oh, okay. I would not ever say that to my boss.
He's out of town, so he would never know at the Big 12 meetings. But we'll, yes, the feedback would be good to K-State. You can give feedback through kstatesports.com. And again, there's a lot of variables that go into that, as you said, into making that decision. It's not all one thing. And the other part that's hard to measure is, it can't be straight, well, what's the attendance now versus last year? Because there are so many different variables, opponent, how's the team playing, you know. A lot of that all plays, you know, am I out of town that weekend? Is the game on all the games on Wednesdays or only on Saturday? It's very hard to measure it until you get to the end of the year, and then you kind of look back and see how you felt it went.
Yeah, and, you know, I spoke, like, right before the season in Topeka, and a lot of the Topeka fans were – they weren't really happy with the time change because they're like, you know, we get off work and to get there by 6:30 and to get parked and to get in and,
right.
And you know, to get, you know, a bite to eat and all those things. And I don't know. Start times have always been a struggle. Like you talk about Saturday start times. Saturday start times are always a challenge because you'll have half the people like 7 o'clock starts. You'll have half the people like 2 o'clock starts. And I just show up whenever they tell me the game is on. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
You and me both. We just show up whenever they say the game time is supposed to be.
Yep.
We'll take a break, come back. We'll look ahead to Kansas City when we return on the Jeff Biddy Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When you think about oil and gas, you might think it's all about the big corporations. Here in Kansas, oil and gas businesses are often a family affair that spans generations and partners with Kansas farm and ranch families. They all work together as good stewards of the land. No wonder there hasn't been one drop of groundwater pollution from hydraulic fracturing in Kansas during the past 40 years. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
No one has to explain stress to a farmer. That's like explaining a missed forecast to a weatherman. Now, Mother Nature stresses soybeans the way markets, bankers, and politics can stress you. But there's a proven way to reduce stress. With Preaxor fungicide, you'll see the difference. It decreases stress from disease, drought, hail, and heat, so your beans can focus on what matters most, better yields. Talk to your local rep about Preaxor fungicide and BASF Plant Health. Always read and follow label directions.
Back again on the Jeff Biddy Show here at Paracatch Sports Grill, winding down show number one of the year. Live on Facebook Live, live here on the K-State Sports Network. Live on Facebook. I guess it's redundant to say Facebook Live. Sorry, Jay. Live on Facebook. Debbie Vossen, newcomer on Facebook, says she likes the 6:30 time and they drive from Topeka.
Oh.
So there you go.
There you go.
Not everyone from T-Town says 6:30 is bad. How about this check-in, by the way? Carlos Barrero says, "Hey, hello, Brian and Coach. I'm watching on Facebook, but this time all the way from Bangkok, Thailand."
What time is it in Bangkok right now?
Best wishes for the rest of the season. I don't know. Let's look that up. That is that's a first for the show, by the way. Current time in Bangkok. Anybody got an idea here, a guess? It is 7:52 a.m. Tuesday. It's already tomorrow. So I guess we could talk to Carlos later and find out how the game goes in advance, right?
Yeah.
that'd be
helpful.
That's right. What they do, Carlos, let us know. Kansas City is the matchup coming up this weekend. J.C. Hoyt in her third year with the Ruse. Rebranded, different look. You get to play municipal before the Big 12 tournament. Coaches sometimes always say they hate playing friends, and they hate playing, in this case, a pupil of yours that is learned from a great coaching pedigree of her own and her own family, but also from your coaching tree. What are your thoughts about playing them for the second straight season and matching up against JC's team?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I think, you know, with Kindred and her, you want to see them be successful. You want to see them win every game, and obviously that's not possible on, to want that on Saturday. So it's always tough, I think, to compete against friends and former players, all the above. And I was excited for them yesterday when they got the win. That's a great win for them. I certainly follow all their games, but on Saturday, I'm sure they're pushing, hey, we got a chance to win two, have an unbelievable week, and we're trying to get back on track and go into Kansas City and get a good win for us.
Yeah, and hopefully we see a lot of Kansas City fans over there in the Kansas City is we'll be there for the Big 12 championship this year and have the tournament in the same place as the men, which I know you guys have been wanting to do and get back to here the last couple
years. We have it. I really want our fans to embrace the tournament being in Kansas City, and not just embrace the men's. We need to embrace the women's tournament being there, and we need to do our part as a team and play good basketball. But to have it there is, I think, going to be really, really good. I think, you know, maybe it was good for it to be away because maybe it wasn't being appreciated. I wasn't a part of that when the tournament was going there. But I just know, you know, we went to pro arenas. We went to Oklahoma City. We went to Dallas. And you really couldn't tell there was a tournament there. And I believe the Big 12 does the best job with the men's tournament in the country. And we certainly want to be a part of that and have our tournament have that same reputation that, right, hey, this is the best. So I know Winfer KC's excited about it. I know the leadership there, Kathy Nelson, they have done a great job. We did a coaching clinic there a while back in October, so we hope we have really good attendance.
Final break, and then we'll wrap up the show from Power Cat Sports Grill, the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Making ends meet is always a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than ever. For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly new energy sources hits hard. The fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today. Here in Kansas, they're vital to lifting up Kansas families, businesses, and communities with affordable, reliable energy. Visit KansasStrong.com and get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Think about a quarter inch of rain. That's all it takes to activate Armazon Pro herbicide in your corn and protect against weeds. Now think about a full inch of rain, the amount most other herbicides require for activation. How long will you have to wait to get that? The weeds hope you'll choose another herbicide. Your corn hopes you choose Armazon Pro herbicide. Pick a winner. Talk to your BASF rep about Armazon Pro herbicide today. Grow smart with BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Wrapping up the Jeff Binney Show on a Monday night. This reminder, we'll be back here next Monday night for the second Jeff Binney Show before we'll break for Christmas and the holidays. We'll talk about what the Wildcats will be doing during the holidays and what their schedule looks like with the coach next week. Get your questions in advance. Thanks for doing it. Kind of a nice new setup here for Bo and the folks at Powercat Sports Group.
Yeah, it is. I'd seen it on Facebook with Coach Kleiman, so it looks good. Glad to be back.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Bram.
Jeff Minney joining us for the Jeff Minney Show. Thanks to Josh Reed for his help on the Facebook broadcast, Zach LeCure in our studios, and everybody here on site, Brian Smoller, saying we'll catch you Saturday for the Wildcats against the Ruse here on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this has been the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, get the facts at kansasstrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Association, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient, Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.